I decree and declare, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I decree and declare, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. I decree and declare your words, your spirit, they comfort us. I decree and declare our righteousness is from the Lord, and everything we do will prosper, for we are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I decree and declare we are doers of God and blessed in our deeds. I decree and declare we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I decree and declare great is the peace of our children, and they are taught of the Lord. I decree and declare that your word flows to every organ of our body, Lord, bringing healing and good health to our bodies. I decree and declare we are the head, not the tail. I decree and declare we are above and not beneath. I decree and declare we are prosperous with witty ideas and businesses. I decree and declare we are more than conquerors. There are more with us than against us. I decree and declare Christ has redeemed us from poverty, sickness, and spiritual death. I decree and declare it has been given to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will men give into our bosom. I decree and declare we sow bountifully, and therefore we will reap bountifully. I decree and declare that we are cheerful givers, and that our God has made all grace abound toward us, having sufficiency in all things. And we do abound in every good work. I decree and declare the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. I decree and declare that we are the workmanship of our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior. Amen. Can you open the lines, prophetess, so that we can speak in our heavenly language?
Prophet William.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Even so, Father, in Jesus' name, we give thanks. In a time as this, Father, that Lord, we can say thank you, Father, for your goodness and your mercies, which endure forever. We thank you, Father, for your blood that we can enter, Lord, into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, my God. The Queen declared, my God, that the garment of praise is upon us, Father, and for this we give you glory. For comforting, Lord, even those that mourn, Father, even in Zion. Lord, we thank you again that, Father, even when Zion travail, my God, to bring forth children. And Lord, we just send your covering. We send your, Father, your peace. We send your deliverance, Father, even in the nation, the African nation. And Father, we just send it across the globe even now in the name of Jesus. And we said, thank you, Father, for preserving life, my God, because you came, Lord Jesus, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you, Father, for your word, my God. You send it forth your laborers even now, my God, minister. And your ministering angels on assignment even now to minister strength to those who are weak tonight. We thank you for the healing, my God, even the life of the prophet, even prophet, my God, Stephen Bosnick, Father. We thank you for, Lord, the new heart, my God, a new, Lord, elevation you're bringing to the life, even of the prophet that sent your doors. We thank you, Father, for our leaders, even Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father, that your strength in your hand. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, your anointing upon their lives, my God, to establish the globalization of the prophetic, my God, in the earth. We thank you, Father, for prophecology, my God, the birthing house, and the latter rain. We thank you, Father, for Lord Zoe Ministry. Thank you for all things that you're doing, my God, even Lord touching lives, my God, and perfecting that, even concerning all the fivefold ministry. We thank you, Father, that your grace is still sufficient and your strength is made perfect in weakness. We thank you, and we give you praise, Father, for your anointing that you're pouring out your spirit in these last days and fulfilling that which is declared by the prophet Joel in the last days. You pour your spirit. We thank you for pouring it out and pouring in your oil, the wine, the corn, to the healing, my God, of the lives and the healing of the nation, my God, with the leaf of the tree of the midst of paradise. For the 12 months, Father, you're establishing in the lives of, Lord, of the nations, Father. We bless you today, Father, for moving by your Holy Spirit, Father, for the families you're covering with your blood, and Lord, your angels on assignment taking charge in every area of our lives, because, Father, you said 1,000 shall follow at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but because your angels are in charge, Father, your angels are on assignment, even though, Father, as we decree, my God, that you are touching lives and establishing your peace within hearts and mind, because you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon you. And we thank you for the mind of Christ, knowing, Father, that you have not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. We thank you for the soundness of your speech. We thank you for the soundness of your word. We thank you for your, Lord, for your resurrection power that, Lord, is still prevailing in the lives of your people, even in nations, Father. And we thank you for the righteousness that would exalt even in the nations and governments, Father, that you're establishing and restoration to those who have suffered devastation, Father. You're still the restorer of the breach that none will left behind. And we give you glory and praise for the prophetic word already and the prophetic declaration already gone forth, that we can hold on to your word. And Father, Lord, even as we read, we continue to run with it and establish your vision, my God, even of the house. And we give you glory, praise, honor, and adoration with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Brittany.
And Father God, we just thank you. We just thank you. We just thank you. And we thank you, Father God, for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and add no sorrow. And Father God, I just thank you for the guidance, and I thank you for the elevation, and I thank you for the promotion. I thank you, Father God, for the healing of the matters of the heart. I thank you, Father God, for the healing of relationships, the healing of marriages, Father God. And I just thank you for your peace and your comfort to those who are grieving in this time and in this hour, Father God. I just thank you for the justice that you shall bring to those, to the oppressors, Father God. I thank you for the freedom, Father God, for whom the Son set free is free indeed. And I thank you, Father God, for what the Spirit of the Lord is. There is freedom. So I thank you, Father God, for bringing forth the rescue and the restoration and the recovery of people who are dealing with grief and traumatic experiences in this time, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God. We just thank you. We just come together and we just give you all the praise. When you said if two or three gather in your name, there you are in the midst, Father God. So as we come forth and we touch and agree, we just thank you, Father God, for the response that you shall bring forth quickly and swiftly to remove the calamity and the hurt and the pain. Father God, we thank you for the justice. We thank you, Lord God, for the uncovering of situations. Father God, we just thank you for the angels that shall come forth and bring forth the support. We thank you, Father God, for healing matters of the heart. We thank you, Father God, for giving the people back their purpose and their wills to live, Father God, and giving them their passions, Lord God, and letting them know that there is much that they have to offer the world, and that there is much more life for them to live in this season, Father God. And I come against the spirit of depression and the spirit of suicide, Father God, and I just come forth. And that you do come forth and show them that they have life and that more abundantly. I thank you, Father God, for being there in that hospital room, Lord God, and guiding the hands of those surgeons and guiding the minds of those doctors to bring forth the things that you desire for their people, Lord God. I just thank you for your spirit, because with men it is impossible. With you, all things are possible to those who believe, Father God. So we just thank you, Lord God, for the comfort that you bring into those families. We thank you, Father God, for it is your will that shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we just thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, Father God. We just thank you for your rhema word. We thank you for your wisdom, Father God. We thank you for showing us how to treat one another and how to treat each other as we would treat ourselves, Lord God. We just thank that we continue to deal with each other with mercy and grace, Father God. We just thank you for the favor. We thank you for the uncovering. We thank you for the wisdom. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for the insight. We thank you for the leading. We thank you for the guidance. We thank you for the life that you are giving to your people. We thank you for the hand that you have on their life. We thank you for the salvation. We thank you for the deliverance. And we thank you, Father God, for the victory. For it is Jesus that said, it is finished, Lord God. And we thank you for the things that you are doing for your people in your kingdom. We thank you for the things that you're showing forth in this season, showing yourself mighty on our behalf. For the battle is not ours, it is yours, Lord God. We just thank you for the things that you are doing. And Lord God, we thank you for your unconditional love to your people. And I thank you, Father God, for you first loved me. Amen.
Prophet Alice.
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And Father, I thank you for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness. I thank you for drawing us together again, Lord, and for showing us a new day, the new day that you have created. Thank you for allowing us to lift our voices up to you. Thank you for hearing us, O God. Thank you for your mercy and your goodness, your love and your loving kindness, God. And thank you for touching the names, the persons, each and every person on that prayer list, each and every person whose name was called, God. Send your healing, healing, healing virtue, God, to all of those whose names are on the sick list, in need of some kind of healing, God, be it physical, emotional. God, strengthen them, touch their bodies, touch their minds. Oh, God, and thank you, God, for your mercy. Your mercy is everlasting, God. I ask you also to look upon each and every person listening in on the line this morning, God. Touch them, God. Give them restful sleep, God. Touch their bodies, their hearts, their minds, and touch their prosperity, God. And awaken those who are asleep in you, O God. Touch those who are seeking to hear a word from you, Lord. Seeking to know you even better, God. Touch them, O God. And thank you, God, for this holiday season, Lord, and bringing families together. God, thank you for newness in family relationships, O God. And I also ask you, Lord, to look upon those who are being tormented and hurt and treated, you know, badly, God, and just in especially Africans and black people, Lord, look upon them, look upon us, God, and look upon those who are in the other countries who are being treated as slaves, man enslaving man, oh God, this is 2017, it's still going on, God. God, touch these people. Oh, God, show them your hand, these tormentors, God. God, you said vengeance belongs to you. And, God, I ask you, Lord, I ask you to save your people and bring your vengeance down, God, but man ain't going to be ready. He's not going to be ready for that, oh, Lord. but your vengeance is soon to come. Oh God, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your goodness and your grace. I ask you to bless the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and the entire company of prophets, oh God, and all your ministers of the gospel who are working in your vineyard, Lord, bringing your word to people so that they can be saved. And I give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophetess Olympia.
Father God, we just thank you for another day to come into your presence in unison. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your strength. Father, we thank you for the clarity that you give us to move day by day. Father, we thank you for the victory that is already our portion. Father, we thank you for the joy that we'll never see. Father, we thank you for the hedge of protection that you give to all your people. Father, we thank you for the healing and the strength. Father, we thank you for the prayer that has been uttered on this line. Father, we thank you for all those that are on the prayer list. Father, may you come and may you keep your assigned angels around every circumstance and every situation. Father, we thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenon Jordan. Father, we thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for the legacy of all families that is on this line. Father, we thank you for those that have been on this line that is on their way. Father, we thank you for keeping a hedge of protection around our men and women that are serving our country so diligently. Father, may you keep their family's mind at perfect peace to know that you keep a shield around our men and women that are serving. Father, we thank you for our health. We thank you for the homeless, Father. Father, may every person that lives, breathes on this earth know that you are still in control and you are still in charge, for you are our very source. We thank you for marriages. We thank you for families. We thank you for the children that heading back to school from the holidays, Lord. Father, just keep their mind that they'll understand that they'll know how to keep a balance in everything that they do. And I thank you for the continued healing for Prophet Cynthia Dawson, Minister Bostic, Prophet Aisha Cooper, Prophet Olivia Castillo. Father, we thank you for covering the Caribbean islands. We thank you for covering California, Texas, Puerto Rico. And Father, we just thank you for victory, because you say victory is our portion. And I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Prophetess Barbara.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the land of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Then they cried out unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Father God, I thank you for this time of gathering with prophets and your people, Father God, here on this line. We all touching in and agreeing and crying out to you, Father God, to release us from any distresses, Father God. We stand in proxy of people in Libya, Father God. We stand in proxy here for healing and salvation of seniors, Father God, and protection for children. Cover them from any pervertedness, any hurt, harm, or danger. We thank you for the people who have survived the fire, God, in New York City, Father God. For the prophet, your prophet says that there would be a fire and no one will, their lives will be spared, and I give you praise for that. Thank you for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and her continued recovery, Father God. Prophetess Aisha, her continued recovery, Father God. I thank you for my stepfather, Ronald Blake, Father God, and I cancel any depression, any cancer in Jesus' name, Father God. Anybody with illnesses, Father God, challenges, we cancel that out and we decree freedom freedom, not depression. Freedom and life, Father God, not depression, Father God. And anyone, Father God, battling addiction, we cancel that out in the name of Jesus. I also hold up Olga Barrett, Father God, and Najee Young, Father God. Strengthen them. We thank you for strengthening them, their salvation. We thank you for healing, bills being paid, and we thank you for our ancestors who paved the way, traveling mercies, healing, 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 Father God. And I bless your name, and I thank you for presenting to us Archbishop Jordan, Father God, that helps us show our way and mold us, Father God, and Pastor Jordan. Touch each and every one of the ministries assembled on this line, Pastor Mascarene and Shekinah, Bishop Berrien, and all those other ministries, Father God, just moving on this journey for salvation and for your people. We give your name the praise and the honor, the glory. We love you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Prophetess Regina.
Hallelujah. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our hearts shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. Psalm 33:20 and 22. Lord God, we want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name for us just coming to your throne of grace one more time, Lord God. We want to thank you for the opening of doors that you are opening unto your children, O Father God. We want to thank you for the healing mercy that you have bestowed on the people on the prayer list, oh Father God, and keeping Cynthia Dawson in right health, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, and Minister Steve Bostick, oh Father God, and my mother, and everyone else that is listed on that list, as well as myself and my husband, Lord God. I thank you just blessing our family, oh dear God, and keeping us closely knit together, Lord God. I just ask that you continue to keep us all on one accord so that we could communicate more effectively, oh Lord God. I thank you for the prophets that's on the line, oh dear God, those that are praying and those that are in the background, Lord God. We just ask that you continue to bless Poem in a special way, oh dear God, as we prepare for Poem, oh dear God, and as we prepare for Prophecology in 2018, Lord God. We thank you for the new open doors that you have bestowed upon us with our talents, our gifts, that we will continue to use them to bless your people, oh dear God, to bless the world, to let the world know that you have bestowed these precious gifts unto us, and we shall let our voices be heard. Lord God, we want to thank and praise your name for allowing us to be your children, oh dear God, that we would be under your covering constantly, Lord God. We thank you in advance, Lord God, for the financial blessings that you keep bestowing upon us, even when we don't deserve it, Lord God. We thank you for breaking the chains of poverty of our mindset, oh dear God, that we will continue to transform our mind to be renewed on a constant basis, second by second, oh dear God. We thank you for our children as they go to and fro, oh dear God, as they walk in the earth, oh dear God, that you will put a shield of protection around them, oh dear God, that they may not be submissive to the world's evils, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for just blessing each and every calamity in the world, Lord God, that you will continue to keep their faith anchored in you, oh dear God, no matter what they are stricken with, oh Father God. We thank you for the leadership of our government, oh Father God, that you will change their minds so that they will not have a reprobate mind in this season, Lord God, that they will continue to serve you, that they will continue to turn away to know that right is right, Lord God, and want to turn from what is the norm, Lord God. We thank you in advance, Lord God, because you have been precious to us, and we love you. We hold you majestic, oh Father God. We magnify you. We love you, Lord God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we would not be able to thank you enough. And Lord God, we want to thank you for just being our shield and our buckler, oh dear God, and continues to bless our homes, oh dear God, that there would be debt cancellation and restoration and transformation, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for the ministries that's under Archbishop, oh dear God. We thank you for Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh Father God, for just keeping this vision alive so that they could continue to globalize the prophetic. And Lord God, we continue to ask that you bring all the churches on one accord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and give you thanks on this morning. Hallelujah. Amen.
Prophet Olivia.
Father God, I just thank you for giving us the encouragement through your word of trusting who you are and not leaning upon our understanding, because as we acknowledge you, you will direct our path in this season. And so I just thank you for your word, the Bible. I'm thanking you that you know everyone on this line and worldwide have the opportunity to become draw closer to you through your word, through meditation, through teachings of our leaders, Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan, and all the pastors and the bishops and the teachers and evangelists, the apostles. We thank you for the wisdom that you bestow on everyone to teach your people. And I give you praise, honor, thanking you for all the children and the hedge of protection of all the children worldwide and all the mothers and all the people that's on the sick list and shut in. I thank you for all that you do. Love you to life, Father. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Prophetess Glenda.
Amen. Father, you are mighty to save. You are the hope of all nations. And Father, we pray for the nations at large, God. Each nation has its own crisis, Father, and we pray, Father God, that you will intervene and that, Father God, you will send your people in the right places at the right time, Father God, to either speak a word or to be, Father God, present, Father God, in a time of crisis, God. We ask that you send the heavenly hosts. We ask that you send the angelical, Father God, army, God, and that, Father God, the angels that have charge over the cities and over the countries and over the nations, God, that they will begin to, Father God, manifest themselves and they will begin to do warfare, clear the airways, God, clear the pathways, God, and to do warfare on the nation's behalf, God. We ask, Father God, that the prayers of the righteous, Father God, will avail as much and prevail as much this evening, Father God. And we pray, Father God, that our words, God, will not be blocked and that, Father God, every prayer, Father God, has been earnestly prayed and that you will honor each prayer, Father God. We pray for our children this evening, God, and we pray, Father God, you are mighty, and God, we know that you are, Father God, all in all, and you are everywhere at all times. We ask that you keep a hedge of protection around our children, Father, around the children in all nations, Father God. We pray for those that are being kidnapped and captured into the sex trades, Father God. We pray, Father God, for a release. We pray, Father God, for a breakthrough, that there would be divine intervention, Father God, that whoever, God, are leading these rings and wherever they are, Father God, that they will be exposed, Father. You said where two or three are gathered together, touching the green, that it shall be done, God. We pray, Father God, that victory on every hand and that the release of the young women, the young girls, Father God, that have been held captive, Father God. Break the yokes and the bands of wickedness, God, and we thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. We call upon you, Father God, for everything that we do, God, because we trust in you. As we yield, Father God, to your word, Father, and as we begin to take heed, Father God, to the word of the Lord, God, we pray, Father God, that you will have compassion on your people, Father, and we pray, Father God, that you will direct our paths and lead us into righteousness, God. We pray, Father God, that you will, Father God, open up the doors of opportunity for us, God, and we pray, God, that we are a people that are ready, a people that are prepared, Father. We thank you for the wisdom of God, the mind of God, and we give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Prophetess Joyce.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, God, for all the office in your kingdom, God. We thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children and loved ones and all around us, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for relationship healing. And thank you, God, for comforting and the sick, God. And we thank you, Jesus, in your precious, mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. We pray, God.
Amen, and we break the power of darkness over your people. We break the power of sickness. We break the power of disease. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. Father God, we stand against every wile of the enemy. We stand against infirmity. We stand against cancer and mental illness. We stand against division in the family. We stand against hatred and variance and strife. We stand against lack and poverty and homelessness. You said we shall be free from oppression, and we break the back of the oppressor even now. We break the back of institutions, oppressive banking practices, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we uncover corruption and bear naked the very devices of the enemy. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. For this is our heritage, Lord God, because we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we say, Lord, you are our refuge, you are our fortress, and you are our God. In you we trust. And we thank you for victory and breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right, people of God, once again, we are grateful for this time of prayer. We are thankful for God's grace and favor towards us. We are grateful for our leadership. Amen, Archbishop Ebenar Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We're thankful because this is a season of their anniversary, and we want to bless them, amen, and show appreciation and gratitude towards them, amen. And if you have a love token to share, amen, go ahead and sow a seed of thanksgiving and celebration unto them. If you have a $50 seed, a $500 seed, whatever you have to share, amen. You can go online or you can call the 888-831-0434 number, amen, and sow that seed and make sure you earmark it. Happy anniversary, Pastor and Bishop. Amen. Show your love. Show your love. Show your respect and show your appreciation and your gratitude for this open door. Archbishop always over-delivers. He's always giving. He's always pouring out. And God has carved out an opportunity for us to pour back in. Amen. The body is made up of veins and arteries. You cannot always be on the receiving end, and you cannot always be on the giving end. Amen. If you're always giving, you're going to drain out. If you're always receiving, amen, you're going to explode. Amen. Because you're going to be full up, and you're going to burst, amen. You're going to be constipated, amen, amen. Don't be spiritually and emotionally constipated because you are bound up by a selfish and covetous spirit, amen. Go ahead and sow a seed of gratitude and appreciation to Archbishop and Pastor, amen. In way of announcements, Monday through Saturday, amen, join Archbishop Jordan for a live conference call, amen, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, amen. Also, you can give your donation if you don't want to call the number. You can text to 646-762-0433, amen, and text your donation, amen. Also, we are wanting you to join the Pop Life Radio, amen, every Monday through Friday, 12 noon, amen. And then again at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, join Prophet Joshua, amen, as he's teaching, amen, during that hour, amen. And again, join us again at the Midnight Cry, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so, and go ahead and submit your prayer request at Pastor Prophetess Deborah .com, Pastor, www.PastorDeborahJordan.com, and submit your prayer requests there, amen, so we can, amen, continue to lift up the people of God and their needs, amen. Is there any other announcements that we omitted? Amen. If not, we want to once again thank you all for joining us on the Midnight Cry, and have a rest of the day full of joy and full of praise. Let the praises of God be on your lips. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.